When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The MPP has an excellent ticket, and we're going to win with this ticket in 2024.
Well, I'd say today is a great day, and a great day is today. We are very happy, as you can see.
We have to celebrate. That's the first thing we have to do, because it's a long-awaited something. Already, we have organized some JAMA group here.
Okay. We are happy. We are so happy to hear that Dr. Mahmoud Bamia mentioned the name. And
what they forgot is that NAPO doesn't resonate with the grassroots of Ashanti region. It does not. If you have a candidate who is publicly dishonest and a liar, and you have one who is known to be hot-headed, in fact, he doesn't have track record from all the ministries they have placed him, we are not worried about it. At the end of the day, the NDC is more focused on one thing.
So that is how the NDC reacted to Professor Dr. Matubuku Prempeh's appointment. But how exactly do running mates contribute to this ticket? And I have some really brilliant minds connecting with us. Emmanuel Owusu J. Ampem is a postgraduate student, associate political activist, is now based in the United States. Emmanuel, it's good to have you again on Ghana Connect.
Thank you very much, Peko. It's always good to be here, I say.
Della is also quite a regular here on the show. Della, it's good to have you connect with us. Hello, Della, can you unmute?
Yeah, Peko, I'm most grateful. I'm happy to be here this evening.
And then I'm very excited to announce someone that I'm really keen on hearing her views on these matters. She's a Ghanaian. She's been following a lot of the key Ghanaian political issues, and she's connecting with us. Nana Kakari, it's good to have you connect with us.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Pamela Seyram is also a keen analytic of all these political issues, and she has some great views to share on Professor Nana Jeropoku Ajiman in a battle with Dr. Matubuku Prempeh. Pamela, it's good to have you.
Thank you very much.
And then Ivan Che Innocent is also connecting with us. Ivan will connect with us pretty shortly, and then we'll get a conversation right underway. So let me start with you, Nana Kakari. You look at these two political parties. I mean, you look at the polls and all the data that we analyze. It's clear that one of them will form the next government. And they have put together these two teams. How do you analyze the strength of the candidature of the two political parties?
Sure, Kweku, it's too early to say which political party is inching to the presidency. Well, you know what? This is a pivotal moment, not only for these candidates for the major parties in Ghana, but this is also a critical moment for the people in Ghana. Look, we are looking at a former vice president, once a former president, who is coming back to the campaign trail to run against the current president, Dr. Bawumia. And both parties, NPP and NDC, both have nominated or appointed pretty much strong candidates. So let's take one party at a time. You have the NPP party, Mr. John Mahama, or I should say Dr. Mahama, who is bringing in Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman, former education minister, really also a strong candidate who understands the educational system. Now we bring in and can appeal to the youth in Ghana. And then you have Bawumia, who recently, or in just recent days, brought in their former energy minister, Opoku, NAPO, as we always call NAPO. So both parties have picked really strong candidates. Though, you know what, I think at this moment, voters in Ghana are looking for which party is going to address the critical issues facing the ordinary Ghanaian people. And that, again, is too early to tell, as they just appointed their vice president. But I think it's important to also mention that it's time to overlook the personality. I know the backlash that the NDC vice president nominee is facing, but it's important to look right beyond that and address what they are bringing to the table. What key issues are they willing to address and solve? Because Ghanaians are tired, and as the voters say, they want change, but they also want to have a better Ghana.
Interesting way to summarize the issues there about what the key factors will be, and I'll come back to you pretty shortly. I mean, Ivan, you agree with Nana Kakari certainly that the election is really going to be decided based on the strength of the political the candidates that these political parties have picked, and that certainly went into the decision by these candidates, Mahama and then Dr. Bawumia, clearly settling on quite strong personalities. Briefly.
Hello, Kwaku, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't listen to his initial submission. So I don't know. Please, can you take the question again?
Yeah, I want to know how Dr. Bawumia and Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman ordinarily impact the choice of voters. Do Ghanaians really care about running mates, even knowing how popular John Mahama and Dr. Bawumia are in their own rights?
Yes, of course. I think they do add value to the candidature of whoever the running mate is. And as we've seen in the recent elections, where your vice president or your deep nominee comes from has been a critical indicator.
Lost Ivan there. We'll try and fix the situation and get Ivan back on the line so that we can take the views that she was sharing. But Emmanuel, taking up from where Ivan was making, how big a deal is the choice of a running mate to the political fortunes of a political party?
Yeah, Kweku, if you allow me, I think I must say that if you look around the world's population, and currently the year 2024, we actually have over 60 countries that will hold national elections in 2024. With roughly like 2 billion people, you know, so as people, I mean, like someone like me who is very much interested in democracy and how it is actually going to deliver growth to the people, and definitely at the crossroad where we are as a country in Ghana, we definitely have to be looking at all these, you know, like numbers and all these key indicators. If you are to look at, I mean, like vice president who became president and were able to do, I mean, like much better than even like their predecessors, definitely there are long list of them, you know, even in Ghana, looking at, I mean, like where Professor Mills left off and where, I mean, like John Dramani Mahama took off and all those, I mean, looking at all these key indicators, the candidature of a running mate definitely plays a very critical role, and you cannot really downplay it, especially when you have a demography in terms of where people vote, in terms of regions and all. The candidate of, I mean, like vice presidential candidate, you cannot downplay it. And looking at what the NPP, you know, they have done in Ashanti region, picking someone from Ashanti region of which you and I know definitely that Ashanti region plays a very critical role in determining who becomes president of Ghana, right? Because if you have voter apathy in Ashanti region, definitely, possibly, you may say that the NDC will win the election. If you have more votes from Ashanti region, the NPP will win the election. The candidate of the two vice presidential candidates, you know, Dr. Matipoku Prempeh and Professor Nana Jenopoku Wajiman, definitely, both of them, they have been at the same ministry before, the Ministry of Education. We are in the age of policy implementation. And, I mean, policy definitely rules. You can look at the track records of both, you know, like both candidates in terms of policy implementation, where Dr. Matipoku Prempeh helped the president in the implementation of the free education and all those, which has definitely played a very critical role in the educational sector in Ghana, rolling out TVET and all those. Definitely, you may want to look at the track records. But then the vice presidential candidate of, I mean, like, going into an election like the 2024 election, where countries across the globe are critically paying attention to all elections happening, I think that you cannot downplay, I mean, the candidature of a vice president. And looking at Dr. Matipoku Prempeh, I mean, like the region where he's coming from, I mean, his tradition, his roots, and all those, and looking at how Ashanti region is also very traditional, you cannot downplay the importance of sex. Yeah.
Certainly, you agree with, I mean, Yimano, when he says that Dr. Matipoku Prempeh is going to be so pivotal to NPP's chances in 2024. Ashanti region, they are stronghold. In fact, the numbers look like if the NPP turn out the numbers in the Ashanti region and they get quite 75%, the election is a done deal. So certainly, the NDC must be worried, although they will also be seeking to bank on Professor Nana Jane's central region, where she comes from.
You see, Kweku, to start with, I strongly disagree with my brother. You see, yes, indeed, Ashanti region will play a very crucial role when we talk about electoral fortunes in this country. However, let us not forget that Ashanti region now is becoming a metropolitan city as we speak. It is quite obvious that Ashanti region, it is not what it used to be in early years of 1992, 1996, 2000, and 2004.
What I'm saying
is that the region is changing. It is not what it used to be before. So the electoral fortunes will automatically change this time around. There are a lot of people from the north and from the south who are moving to Kumasi. So it is not entirely accurate that it's Ashanti region. The indigenous are the only people living in Ashanti region. That is what I'm trying to say. And so the choice of Napo as a running mate, who we all know, his tribal bigot and all that, you know, not quite long ago, he made a categorical statement against the people of the Volta region, to be specifically Keta, when it was said that the tidal wave was a problem to the people of the Keta, for which reason they ought to construct the second phase of the sea defense to the people of the Volta region. He made it clear that for him, he will lead demonstration from Kumasi against the people of the Volta region. And you want such a person to be a vice president of an entire nation? I beg to differ. You know, when you talk about Professor Nana Opoku, I mean, she has made it clear that as a vice, her role is to what? To support His Excellency, the former president. I mean, to execute his policies. That is the role of a vice president. She has not made any tribal comment to say the people of the Ashanti Central region, this is your time and you must support me. No, that is not what it's supposed to be. So for me and for entire nation, people are worried that if you could see and you could see this and still go ahead and pick somebody like this as your vice president, it will be a very disaster for the entire nation.
I mean, Dela, hold your horses there. Let me bring in Pamela. Pamela, I wanted Dela to sort of tell me about the constituency of Nanajir. And clearly, politics is about constituencies. Where do you come from? Are you able to marshal the forces there without necessarily being ethnocentric or a bigot or something of that sort? That is a conversation that we can have another time. But is Nanajir that strong a person in the central region? For instance, we've all known that central region is a swing region. In fact, since 1992, the party that wins central and western regions win the presidency. And so, does Nanajir add anything to the NDC ticket from the central region, for instance? Can you share some views on that for me?
Kweku, yes, certainly.
No, Dela, I'll come to you again. I want Pamela to take this, and then I'll come to you, Dela.
Hi, good evening.
Yeah, Pamela.
Yeah, okay, so before I continue, I would like to thank you for the opportunity, and I've listened to the comments most of my colleagues made here, and I'm a young woman, and being in a political space, I'll choose Prof. Jane Nana Opoku-Ajimai because she has an enviable record as a professional one. She has received and achieved a lot of things in the success in the career she's in. And at this state of our nation, we need someone with motherly character to help complement the president to run this country into the path of reconciliation. She was the first vice chancellor, and Ghana has also had female attorney general, speaker of parliament, female chief justice, you know. Yeah, and this is a time for us to have a female vice president, not just any vice president, but one with credibility. So I would like to counter the less. He made a comment with what Napo said about he saying that the Keta City defense, and to be honest, I'm an away, right? And if I'm to compare Napo and Prof, I would choose Prof Nanajir Opoku-Ajimai, because Napo can't disrespect us and expect we, the Voltairians, to vote for him.
No, but I mean, Pamela, there's a context to what Dr. Matupoku Prempa said, and I want us to clear that. Did he disrespect people from a certain part of the country when all he said was that the NDC MPs were trying to hold government to ransom, saying that, in fact, I was covering parliament at the time when the NDC minority did say that if government did not include anything in the Keta City defense, they were not going to approve the budget or they were not going to allow the minister to come to the floor to present a budget. Then Matthew Pokuprempe, speaking to us in PFM, explains that no one is allowed to hold the government to ransom because even in Ashanti region where he comes from, they also have some challenges. So what will happen to the country if they in the Ashanti region also decide to hold government or the finance minister to ransom? It is on the basis of that he said, if the finance minister accedes to the record of the minority, he will lead a protest of his people in the Ashanti region to also demand their fair share. I don't think that is disrespect. Don't you agree with me?
Kweku, can I answer this question?
His words are disrespectful. His words, his choice of words are disrespectful. And it's even showed during his Kumasi, the videos that were trending. You know, so back to your question on her impact in her home region. I believe she can make it a very strong impact in the country. Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Pamela. Bella, you wanted to say something quickly so that I can...
Yes, Kweku. You know, the issue of what the statement he made...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
NAPO met against the people of the voter region. You see,
it's like we are drifting, Charlie.
You see, the NDC as a political party knew very well that when it comes to electoral fortune, he get a little from Kumasi. But you see, as a nation, as a president, you must prepare to build your country. And so he, the president at the time, Professor John Dramani Mahama, did not hesitate to provide them the developmental need that the people of Kumasi need by building KJTM market and so forth. And so if your government is in power and you thought it wise that no, as for the people of the certain people of the country, does not need any developmental projects, I beg to differ. This manifests when the tidal wave strongly hits the people of that enclave.
Thank you. I think the point there is clarified. So let's get back to the specifics of how these running mates do impact the election. And Nanaka Kari, let me come back to you. You live in the U.S. where, for instance, Biden had to pick Kamala Harris. The female angle, it did play out quite bigly in the 2020 election that the Democrats did defeat Trump and the Republicans to win the presidency. Do you think the female angle here can play such a crucial role in the 2024 election, given that John Mahama has maintained his running mate from 2020, Professor Nana Jenopukwajuman?
Yes, so you know what? It's exciting to know that Nana Jenopukwajuman could potentially become the first Ghana vice president. But let's not look beyond what the voters are looking for. Now, again, Ghana is not just the Ashanti region and the central region. We have 60 regions in Ghana. And so when we draw in a comparison with the U.S. and Ghana, I have to say, President Biden picking Vice President Kamala Harris played a role, but it was not the major factor where President Biden became the president. Mind you, President Biden was the former vice president for then-President Barack Obama. And so we have seen his work. And it's the same thing that's playing out in Ghana's political landscape right now. We have seen the work of John Mahama and we have seen the work of Dr. Bawumia. It's now going to be up to the voters in Ghana to compare the work that each of them have done. And even when it comes to their vice president nominee, we have seen the work of Nana, who was once the education minister. And we have also seen the work of NAPO, the former energy prime minister. So I think that Ghanaians now, which is now a new generation, are now going to have the platform or the opportunity to draw the comparison of the work that each of the parties have done. And that will determine their decision, or that will be a major factor when it comes to who they decide to vote for.
Good point that Nanaka Kari you make then. Emmanuel, the records of both John Mahama as president as well as the record of Dr. Bawumia as vice president, Nanaka Kari says is going to play such a big role in people voting. If that is so, the vice president also have their role. Nana Jane has been education minister, NAPO has also been education minister, and they want to even compare. Now, it might seem to me as though the decision on who to vote will weigh mainly on the presidential candidate, and then the vice president won't have such a big role. Do you agree, or the vice president, the candidates who have been picked, both Dr. Matepoku Prempe and Professor Nana Jenopukwajuman, will probably have such a big role to play in this election?
Yeah, Kweku, thank you very much.
Yeah. Please hold it there for me. I'll come to you in a minute. Let me give that to Ivan Teinosen. Ivan has been on the phone. His phone line tripped early on. Ivan, the question is, Professor Nana Jenopukwajuman and Dr. Matepoku Prempeh, as well as the candidates, others, Alan Shiramatin and all the other persons, if they pick their running mates, how big a factor would that be going into the 2024 election? Hello, Ivan. Hello, Ivan. Well, I don't seem to have Ivan there. So, Emmanuel, please take that for me.
Yeah, Kweku, you know, when you're looking at discourses, like in terms of like these comparative analysis, maybe like possibly, you know, like mostly people drift, you know, when you're looking at attitudes, words that has been said and all those, I mean, all those things actually do not play out when critically looking at policy analysis and or maybe like data in terms of like research, data in terms of election play out and all those discourses actually do not count. But I mean, like, as you mentioned, there's been vice presidents who have definitely done better than, I mean, like the president under which they served. I mean, if you look at, I mean, history, President Johnson took away from JFK, did great. I mean, there are a lot of tall list of that. Definitely, the Ghanaian will assess the records of each of these political parties in power, right? So you may want to look at what this person has done, what this person could not achieve, and all those. But I stand to say that the vice president plays a very critical role in every election. And as we are seeing in the US here, Vice President Kamala Harris actually was able to speak at BET and could speak to the constituent. Why? Because that is her representation. And there are some places that Kamala Harris will go that possibly President Biden can go, but may not be welcomed, right? So the vice presidential candidate plays a very critical role. And as I mentioned, when you're looking at President Napo's candidate, vice presidential candidate Napo's, you know, candidature, the Ashanti region has definitely and critically always played a role in Ghana's election. The assertion that it is, I mean, like the Ashanti region is now metropolitan and all those, definitely when you look at former data of elections that has happened, it's actually a very good place for the NPP to win an election. So you may want to also look at that. But then if you are looking at discourses in terms of policy, I think we have to pay attention to policy and how democracy is actually going to help us to, you know, achieve growth. And that is what we have to look at, not look at looking at character assassination and all those. I think it's actually a very bad way of growing our democracy in Ghana. You know, people attacking personalities and all. And as young as we are, I think that what critically we must assess is what we must be able to achieve with the democracy that we have, not doing these character assassination by, I mean, like young dudes. Like, to me, it's actually, you know, like very uncalled for. Thank you.
Oh, Ivan, the running mates, big call going into the 2024 election, and all these persons said to play such a role. How does Nana Jane, Dr. Matiopoku Prempeh affect the likelihood of their presidential candidates winning? Hello, Ivan.
Yeah, Kwaku.
Yes, Ivan, I can hear you.
Yes, please, the question again.
I'm asking you about the running mates, two of them that have been announced so far. The others, Alan, Cheddar, they've not announced their running mates yet. But how big a role will these running mates be playing if their candidates, the presidential candidates, are to win?
Yes, to begin with, I think they all add value to the candidature. Initially, the question was, what do they bring on board? I think the essence of picking a running mate is getting somebody who add a certain value to your candidate. Maybe you may have weaknesses, the person comes in to cover it. But looking at Professor Nana Jane, somebody who is coming from academia, and if you look at her transition from academia to the political landscape, I think it has been a bit smooth, less scandals, and looking at her experience within the academic space, I think she may, and looking at her track record as an education minister, she may add a lot of value to the ticket of John Dramani Mahama. And if you look at the other side, which is Napo, where he comes from, that is the Ashanti region. Traditionally and naturally, we all know the Ashanti region is for the MPP. So, his inclusion on the ticket will only invoke certain passion within the base in Ashanti region. But as to what political capital he's adding to the ticket, I think that is another thing that we need to look at critically. Because if you look at his personality as an individual, as a politician, over the years, he has gained a lot of notoriety for many of the comments that many are in his, a lot of public utterances that he's made in the past, most being regarded as reckless. Some whole lot of things has been said about him, and he cemented that particular impression on the minds of people when he took the stage at his inauguration and made that particular unnecessary Nkrumah comparison. So I think there is a lot that he needs to fight. And you see, looking at the time we find ourselves in and the kind of notoriety he has gained over the years, I don't know in terms of marketing, I don't know the kind of marketing strategy the MPP is going to adopt to ensure that Martin Opoku Prempeh becomes sellable. Because when you are tagged as being arrogant, it is very, very, very difficult within the Ghanaian political space for you to be accepted. Let me flip in the conversation. When President Akufo-Addo was contesting in 2008, there was this impression of he being arrogant. It took him a lot of time, several years, until he went to Israel and pray against the Wailing Wall and a whole lot of stuff. A lot of stuff went in before his marketing actually paved way for him to become president of the Republic of Ghana. And to me, if you look at the time frame and the kind of political need Napo has carved for himself in recent times, and it is not as if people are making these issues up. In recent times, that whenever he speaks, the poverty of intellect becomes quite apparent, and some of the comments does not resonate with the base, especially looking at where Ghana finds itself at the moment. Now, you know we are at the crossroads, so you might want to pick up somebody who, to a certain extent, will have a certain cross-cutting appealing factor across the political divide. But the NDC and the MPP, none of these political parties have the exclusive numbers to win the election in this country. So always it comes back to the floating voters. So the question is, if you look at the candidature of Bawumia, he has gained, he has a lot of credibility issues relating to how far the economy has been managed and where Ghana finds itself at the moment. So you might want to pitch him up with somebody who will compensate for those weaknesses. But the candidate being added to him has a lot of issues, even more than the flag bearer himself. That is where the real problem is. So I think that they need a lot of time and they need to do a lot of work in order to change the minds of Ghanaians. And I think that within the time frame, 4 years wouldn't be enough to do that particular, four months isn't enough to wash him clean, because in an attempt to wash him, because Tumfo did a lot of PR work for him by telling Ghanaians that he knew him, he wasn't arrogant, blah, blah, blah. Few minutes after, the guy took the stage and demonstrated to the whole world that he is in.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
A verified arrogant politician.
No, but how is it arrogance if you say that President Akufo-Addo is the best ever Ghanaian president that Nkrumah doesn't even compare? Please hold it there for me, Ivan. I know you have a lot to say about this. Please hold it there for me. I'll come back to you again. We want to go around the table again. But Nanaka Kari, you've heard Ivan make this analysis about the baggage that a vice presidential candidate may hold. Even if a vice presidential candidate holds so much baggage, how does the popularity or the personality of the top of the ticket, the presidential candidate himself, offset that? And is it even possible at all? Or the baggage can be so huge that the presidential candidate could just lose out because of the person they pick?
Yes, you know what? Let's not make no mistake. I think we all agree that the vice presidential nominee plays a role in the results, that the outcome of the election. But make no mistake when it comes to personality. Now, let's draw a comparison. This is kind of the same thing that's playing out here in the United States, right? We have the former president, Donald Trump, now running against the current president, Joe Biden. And back in Ghana, you have the former vice president, once the president of Ghana, who is now running against the current vice president of Ghana. Now, you know what? While the personality may play a role, trust me, it will not play that major role or become the major factor of the election result. Now, let me draw a little diagram for you. You have a former energy minister, Napo, as the nominee, and you have Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman as the nominee for the MPP. Now it comes to these two people also have, when you look at what's going on in Ghana, with the ordinary Ghanaian facing economical issues, facing educational issues, and facing energy issues. So now let's play. You have energy and education. The voters today are going to look beyond that tribalism. She's Ashanti, she's Fante. So I'm going to, he's from the Ashanti region. Yes, these are swing regions in Ghana, but the voters now, it's a new generation. The youth now are very serious looking at the critical issues. So you have the free education, SHS education system, which some voters will argue is now really the best. And then you have the energy crisis, which Napo was once leading the energy ministry, that again brings back to mind to the Ghanaian, ordinary Ghanaian people, the doom soul. So they having the both candidates is a good thing for individual tickets, but it's also a bad thing because now we have they have laid out for the voters to do a comparison or do a comparison and contrast who is coming to do the good work. Are you willing to bring in Napo, who some voters will argue couldn't even lead successfully a ministry of energy? Or are you going to bring back Nana Opoku-Agyeman? How was it when she was leading the Ministry of Education? So again, like I said, it plays a role who the nominees are. But in this case, you have both of them, Ghanaians, having the same issues they had before when it comes to education, economy, and also the energy crisis. Mm. And that will be a major factor when they decide in which candidate they want them to lead for the next 4 or possibly 8 years in Ghana.
Emmanuel, let me hear from you.
Yeah, Kweku, you know, as I earlier indicated, we actually at a crossroads, and the crossroads mean that currently in the world, we need to deliver growth. I mean, growth has stalled all over, I mean, like the world, you know. So the candidate of each of the political parties, definitely you may want to look at their attitude, character, and all those. But I also think that in growing our economy, in going forward as a country, I mean, we must move beyond these things because honestly, over the years, these are the things that has actually slowed Ghana. You know, the person is humble, the person is this, the person is slow. We need to look critically at the policies of these political parties and definitely when they come to power, what they're actually going to achieve for us. This should be the act. This should be the utmost priority for every Ghanaian voter in terms of policy, because when you looked at the debates that happened between President Trump and, I mean, Joe Biden, now the discourse has even shifted in terms of attitude of Donald Trump. It is not needed at the point. Now, Black communities are definitely looking at policies to be, I mean, like, the policies to be implemented. We are not looking at, I mean, whether Trump said this or whether Trump said that earlier. Yes. We're looking at policies. So I think going forward, what we have to look at is the policies of each of the political party, going beyond what these people have said, and also the track record. And I must say that, I mean, if you look at the track record of the vice presidential candidate, Napo, when he was the educational minister, being able to implement the very hard policy of free SHS, restoring all these teacher training allowances and all those, and compare it to the time that, you know, Nana Jane Opoku-Adjumai was also in office. You may also want to compare that. But the utmost thing to look at as a Ghanaian voter is look at the policies to be implemented. Whether you're looking at the 24-hour economy, whether you're looking at digital, you know, economy and all those. Also, if you are to look at the age topography of Africa, we actually, I mean, like very young, with an average age of 15 years. You may also want to look at the ages of these presidential candidates, whether they reflect the age topography of Africa. And that's definitely have an effect on Ghana. If you look at Ghana's average age, definitely around 16 years, would at these ages of the two presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates going to play a role, you know, because we're definitely looking at even President Biden's age at the moment, you know, people saying that he's old and he cannot act.
Right. I mean, Ampem, hold it there for me. Pamela, suddenly you agree with Emmanuel when he says that, listen, let's focus on the candidates and the message they sell. Know whether they are arrogant, know whether they are humble, whether or not they are this, they are that. Focus on the policies. Those are the quite important things. You agree, certainly, Pamela?
Yeah, I agree with him. Who mentioned? Was it Nana?
Emmanuel Minel makes the point that, listen.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. And I go with him because, you know, Ghanaians have gone through a lot in terms of economic hardship, unemployment, taxes, you know, and we Ghanaians and the youth, if we are to vote, we are going to vote based on track records and good policies. It's not about what you just say or do, because if you compare Prof and Napo, even though they are not the main people on the ticket, but they are vicing the president. Looking at that, we can also compare their track records that would enable Ghanaians votes based on that. And we, the NDCs, we are coming up with strong policies that is going to help Ghanaians.
Right. I mean, thank you very much for those of you on Zoom who've shared those points for me. And let me give the last word to you, Ivan Chainosen. Certainly, whether somebody is arrogant, you made that point about Napo and what he said and what you said Otumfo tried to do for him. But certainly, if people are supposed to focus on the policies and the programs of these persons, the perception of how they react to others is not so important, isn't it?
Paku, I personally disagree with such a fashion because, you know, individuals do not craft political policies to be delivered or executed when the government is formed. That obviously comes from the political party. So we cannot ignore the character trait of individuals who put themselves up for higher office. We are talking about the presidency that must come with a certain level of decency, decorum. The individual must present certain character trait, because a single decision can wreck everything that we've built over the years. That is why constitutional framers insisted that whoever becomes president must be of sound mind, because that is very crucial. Every single decision we take in this country revolves around the personal choices and the individual discretion that that person is going to come up with. So we cannot just say that we should forgo the personal characteristics and focus on programs and policies. Obviously, programs and policies do emanate from the political party. And as we're going into this election, political parties will come out with various manifestos, which may not entirely represent the view or the ideas of whoever the candidate is. But the entire political party may go into a discussion, a broad holder stakeholder engagement, come out with policies that they think can solve the problems, being economic, social, whatever. But the individual characteristics, to me, is very, very important. Well, to conclude, let me say that if you look at what happened recently in Kenya, there is something that people are not paying attention to. The reason why Ruto is in this crisis is because of certain traits of arrogance he exhibited. Because when the finance bill issue came up, the people protested that if you look at the current economic situation in Kenya, it doesn't make sense for you to roll out new taxes. He did not listen, went to social media and wrote in a language that sought to denigrate young people. It is what infuriated them and got them to the streets of Nairobi. And in the end, what happened? But the president could have consoled them. He could have spoken to them in a manner that could have maybe lessen the tension and the pressure down, but he rather insulted them and called their bluff. And that single decision, that single display of arrogance led to that chaos that eventually claimed about 30 lives. So I've been telling people that arrogance has no space in modern leadership. It has no space in modern governance, because you need to be somebody who should have a cross-cutting kind of appeal written out to people outside your political zone to be able to enlist the strength and the collective will of everybody to drive that particular, to drive the nation.
Right.
So that is the conversation that we need to activate.
That is the conversation we need to activate. I mean, really interesting thoughts that you've all shared with me today. Emmanuel Usweje, based in the U.S. Dela, I know you are itching to see more, but it's 7. We got to go out of here. Ivan Chenus, and you just heard him. Pamela Seyram, it's good to have you on the show. Good to have your debut. And Nanaka Kari, definitely we should be having you more and more and more on the show. It's good to have had you connect with us to share your views with us. And this is how we end Ghana Connect tonight. My name is Kwaku Asante. We've been discussing the two political parties, the NDC and NBB, who have all pointed their running mates. Cheddar is expected to follow soon. Alan is expected to also do same in the coming days. How exactly do these running mates affect the chances of their political parties and their political movements winning the 2024 election? This has been Ghana Connect. We'll see you again, same time, next week, Friday. The Library is up next with Andy Dusty. I'll see you again. Have a good evening.